Blog Talk Radio.
Individuals in the DMV and around the world. This is the World Wide Web. First off, we want to thank our sponsors this morning. Our first sponsor is Charlie's Bar and Grill, 7303 Georgia Avenue. The number is 202-726-3567. They have the most wonderful, wonderful seafood in DMV. It's Washington's best kept secret for seafood. Also, Tori's Restaurant, 700 V Street Northwest. You can go there and get breakfast all day long. It's right in the heart of the U Street Quarter. It's right there in the Shaw area. It's been there for over 15 years. It's a sleeper. You can go there and have breakfast all day long. The number is 202-462-3700. Also, Dr. Edward T. Bruford. Bruford is a big dentist right there on U Street. You have to go to him for all your dentist needs. He's also the philanthropist of the year, a giving individual, and he's also our special guest this morning. The number is 202-667-8818. Our upcoming events, Be There Magazine, Spring Flame, May 28th, Networking on the Roof at Policy, 1904 U Street, 14th Street, right there at 14th and T Street, Northwest, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Meet the movers and the shakers, the people who are doing things in this town, and also you'll be right there on spot because it's going to be a place to be, U Street, D.C., May 28th. Also, don't miss Cat Williams. Cat Williams will be at the Bethesda Blues Supper Club, May 13th and 14th. That's located at 7719 Wisconsin Avenue, Bethesda, Maryland. Their number is 240-330-4500. Don't miss Cat Williams. It's going to be a big one. Dr. Bruford, are you on the air?
Good morning, Russell, DMV, and the world. How are you today?
I'm doing extremely well, better than good. It's a great day to be here.
Great day. Also, Russell, while you were talking just before we get started, the meat of the conversation, you're making me hungry and want to go and participate into these different restaurants and the activities that you were just mentioning. But also, I want to segue into our little conversation and remind the people that I deal with D.C. Medicaid. I have dedicated my practice pretty much all the way to dealing with the underserved and the indigent population, which we're getting ready to talk about some resolution to some problems. But I've been dealing with and focusing my practice and myself toward that indigent, the underserved population. And we've been like we were talking about earlier this week, Russell. We were talking about that we've shared some of these same things that have come to light over the past 6 months, we've been talking about these things on air with you and Butch McAdams and others about these same things that everybody is talking about nationally. Right now, they're talking about all of us, Black Lives Matter, et cetera, but we've been there in the cut, down in the gully with our community forever, Russell.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've been discussing it way before it came to light. It's something that you had the insight, Dr. Bruford, to know that it's needed. It's people like you who have the vision and the insight to even talk about it, and we continue to talk about it, and now it's more prevalent that we do talk about it, because Baltimore has been that way for decades. It just was not visible to the world. And now the world knows, but it's not just Baltimore. It's everywhere. And we have to do everything that we've been discussing. Give us some points on your take on this whole aspect of what's going on now.
Well, now, Russell, like we've been talking about this, and my concern, like I said, to serve these underserved and indigent parts of our community, those people who have kind of are part of the perpetual poverty class, who've kind of been left to the side and pushed back. My concerns have been there, even though in the general community, my concerns have been the Black and the brown communities and even the poor communities, because that's just where my calling was just that, was to help people. When I went into health care, specifically dental care, that... Hello?
Go ahead.
That was just it. It's about caring about people. And so I've had this caring for folks for a long time, but specifically here recently, we've been trying to focus on how to elevate and alleviate some of these problems, Russell.
Excellent. We do need to alleviate some of the problems. Baltimore now has seemed to calm down. The citizens, the activists, the groups in Baltimore are now coming together in a positive light to see what they can do to improve Baltimore. Doc, you brought something out the other day in our conversation that Baltimore is basically in charge by people of color. The police chief, the mayor, the commissioner, it's all people of color in charge. Why is that, with that type of power and leverage, why is the area still in a state of disarray?
Well, Michael, it's very important that we realize that. Would somebody give that person a Vicks and tell them to stop coughing on air? Russell,
That's me. Excuse me. It's Coach. I'm fighting his pollen. I'm coming from Baltimore.
I know. Oh, okay. He just ran in from Baltimore. But the thing about it is, in an age of enlightenment, when with the internet and all of these techno spots and communicative spots, the light, the glaring truth of the light is going to shine on a whole lot of people. A lot of people might not want to hear the fact that yes, that Baltimore is a Black city. Yes, it has Black leaders and Democratic Black leaders and all of that stuff. And the Democrats have been in charge for 30, 40 years. And yes, they have failed also. My thoughts on that, my view on that, is that we have to redouble our efforts and become more purposeful and try to be more effective in delivering this much-needed aid and focus on the underserved class, that the people have been pushed to the side. And instead of paying lip service to it and half-hearted, double our efforts, become more effective and more purposeful in trying to serve this underserved class. People can sit around and finger point at each other and all of these other distractive elements, but we have to really, we really have to identify this and purposely go and tend to this, Russell and Butch.
That's correct, because now with the situation that is in Baltimore and the police situation, there's rumors now talking about the case of the police brutality and what happened in Baltimore. They're trying to find any kind of loophole they can get to get police officers off. I think that is truly a discredit to what actually happened. They're trying to take the focus off of what happened and talking about aspects of the state's attorney. They want somebody else to really take the case over. They're talking about relationships between lawyers. Give us your take on that, Doc.
Okay, well, not to get too radical or repoint a sickle figure of faith, but this has been happening for decades all around the country, and has been condemned those people who have been affected negatively for decades. For example, what about the prosecutor in St. Louis? Okay, no, what about him? Who was directly involved with the police department, and he still oversaw the judicial adjudication of that case out in St. Louis. Not that much was raised about that, and it's just a whole lot of hyperbole and distraction. We need to focus on what we need to focus on. Get the job done. And head down toward a better and a new world.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to bring the coach up because he is embedded deep into Baltimore. He's been there for years on the radio talking about Baltimore issues along with his co-host who was a senator in Baltimore. So he knows, if anybody knows, the coach knows. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio at its best. We'll be right back. On our newsmaker line, we have the coach and Dr. Brufa. We also, before we bring up the coach, we want to talk about Charlie's Bar and Grill, 7303 Georgia Avenue, D.C.'s best-kept secret for seafood. The number is 202-726-3567. Shrimp that will melt in your mouth. Crab cakes that has a bite of lump crab meat in every bite that you take. Simply scrumptious, and it's right there on Georgia Avenue, 7307 Georgia Avenue, at the Bar and Grill, Charlie's Bar and Grill. Be there. Your black card is welcome there. And not to forget Dr. Edward T. Bruford III. Dentistry is his passion. Philanthropy is his whole admission in life. He is Be There Magazine Philanthropist of the Year, and we have him on our newsmaker line also. Coach, give us your insight from the inside of Baltimore about what's going on with this case, in your opinion.
As I mentioned, as one of the DJs saying before, I had to let me clear my throat. I've been on the air doing talk radio, morning talk drive radio in Baltimore now for 17 years. As I speak, I'm headed 95 South coming from doing the morning show. What we witnessed a week or so ago is years and years of neglect and years of lack of investment in people and in programs. And you're absolutely right. Do not compare this to Ferguson and what we've witnessed around the country. You have a black mayor. You have a black president of the city council. And you have a black police commissioner. These things should not be happening when you have African Americans at the top. But it's happening in Baltimore. And in my opinion, nothing, zero will change until you change leadership. You cannot put new wine in old wineskins.
Baltimore, backwards. Baltimore, and I will say it on the air. Yeah, I said it. Baltimore is backwards. It's backwards, and you got to bring Baltimore forward. I'm going to take on that. Baltimore is backwards.
What you have here is a historically and traditionally blue-collar town, which was thriving in the 50s and 60s and some point in the 70s. But then the main industries closed. And what we are witnessing now in Detroit, when the industries close, people are out of work. And that's what happened. Baltimore had the mills, you know, Bethlehem Steel, et cetera. When those factories closed, you had a lot of unemployment. You have a lot of heroin addiction and a lot of low-income, undereducated individuals. These people aren't voting. They're not voting. So unlike D.C., where our main industry is the federal government, and, you know, federal government is not going to shut down for any long period of time because it's so crucial to the country. But you have African-Americans in Baltimore City who are progressive, Docs and Russell. Those African-Americans, for the most part, move out of the city and they go to the county. And you have people who are underserved.
Well, Butch, so therefore, that harkens back to your premise, is that some big people here in America that hold the manufacturing and big business reins should start reinvesting in America instead of offshore ventures.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. However, you can't just throw money at a problem. Money.
No.
Talks,
I'm talking about them. I'm talking about them investing in infrastructures and manufacturing, bringing jobs back.
Oh, I agree.
Throwing money
at
it.
No, Doc, I agree with you. But here's my point.
Yeah.
Baltimore's leadership in the past has been so incompetent that if the state or the feds would earmark X number of millions of dollars to Baltimore City, then they've got to stand over them and make sure the monies go to specific areas that are earmarked.
Right.
Because if they don't, it's no telling where that money may land. And I'm not saying that it would be any misappropriation or stealing, but it certainly could be mismanagement, and the monies will not trickle down to the trenches.
Well, that's exactly what I had just said earlier, that if you got a grant money, if you got a pot of money, and you give it to the officials in charge, these officials must be effective and purposeful in doling that money out and making these programs happen. I was talking to somebody earlier this morning about suppose if there's been money thrown into these communities, suppose they built a nice and plenty of money I think that it just, a lot of it just didn't, to use your word, trickle down to the right places. And then once it got there, I think it was ineffectively handled, and a lot of the good programs or the good policies that were supposed to have happened didn't happen. So it's,
you know, Doc, the average person would say, well, Baltimore City Public Schools needs more money. You got to put more money. But the fact is, there was an article in the paper today that Baltimore is number two in the country in terms of per pupil expenditures. You're talking about up to $17,000 per student.
Yep.
So, go ahead.
Good. Well, what I'm saying is this, and I'm looking at Baltimore. To me, Baltimore was a bypass town. People got on the Beltway, 95, Baltimore Washington Parkway, and rode right by Baltimore. The harbor seemed to enlighten some people to come back, but why? Why now? Or why is Baltimore, over the last 10 years or 20 years, everyone they put into office, why does it seem like they're not qualified? What is the criteria? Who's picking these people to put in the position?
Well, first of all, people aren't voting. I mean, there's a small percentage when you get a mayor winning an election with less than 30,000 votes. Come on. That says something.
Right. Go ahead, Coach.
Right. Now, you have a city that is 65 to 68% African American, but yet the majority of the registered voters are white. Now, you tell me what's wrong with that picture, Doc.
What's wrong with that picture?
68% black, but the majority of registered voters are white.
Well, those statistics right there speak for themselves. Like a lot of the community and religious and other activist leaders have said, we have to voice our concerns by way of our votes. Okay, that's the great equalizer in an electoral democracy. The great equalizer is your vote. Everybody gets one vote. It's like everybody, including the richest person down to the poorest person, has one vote. That equalizes everything. That statistic says it all right there that you just said. Now, but folks, let me go back to what you were just saying. I think you were headed toward the fact that the Baltimore City has 17,000 dollars per student, okay, to do this thing. That just means, if you put that in an equation, that means that somebody is being very ineffective and is not purposely doing what they're supposed to do. It's just very ineffective. If you got that kind of money to spend on your schools and your students and you get these results, then there's something wrong with that equation. But
I would agree, but again, you've had so many cases of mismanagement. Yep. Even you can say in some cases misappropriating money. I mean, there is, and people who are from Baltimore know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But as I speak, there's something like $30 million that nobody knows what happened to it. $30 million.
Yes. Now, I understand that I wanted to kind of broach upon that today, and those monies should be accounted for. And I was talking earlier today to someone about maybe setting up something that oversees grant recipients and charities to make sure that money gets to the right place to account for it.
Yes.
How do you lose $30 million and nobody says anything? That's what I'm concerned about. $30 million and they account for it, and nobody is. Who's watching the till? Who is watching the till?
And they can't account for it.
Oh man!
But how do you? How do you do that? How do you lose $30 million and nobody says anything?
Because if you have people who are not paying attention, A,
and you refuse on a continuous basis to conduct an audit, it's easy.
Right. And see, that just, Butch and Russell, that just creates a society of corruption. If your guidelines are that lax, then all of the vultures and the barracudas and the sharks are going to come looking for that money, and they're going to abuse the system. They're going to abuse the system, steal that money, because nobody's watching the till, like Russell was just saying. Nobody's watching that till. Butch.
Yes. You know, you just have to invest in people. And this administration, the Stephanie Rollins-Blake administration, in my opinion, has done little to invest in people in terms of summer jobs. There was a situation, and this isn't a Butch McAdams opinion, this is fact, where a year or two ago, there were monies allocated in the budget for Parks and Rec. This mayor wanted to take those monies and invest
where?
Invest money that was allocated specifically for Parks and Rec. She wanted to take it and put it into the building of a new tent. Now, come on.
Okay, but see that's
serious.
I was just saying that there needs to be better oversight so that these monies because I was been thinking about this, Butch and Russell, for the past couple of days since we talked on Sunday about what has happened to the money. There's been programs like OIC and all kind of Head Start programs that have been around since the 70s, and it seems like that those programs should have made better, been more effective. If there was a czar, somebody that was overseeing the funds and making sure that they got to where they were supposed to be. And then secondly, watch out for corruption. I really didn't want to broach the corruption, the big C word thing today, but I guess I just did. Go ahead, Butch.
There's got to be some kind of corruption in Baltimore. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our closing statements from Dr. Bruford and the Coach, who is a fixture in Baltimore. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Our next big event, don't miss the big event, the world's largest spring fling, networking on the roof at Policy from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sponsored by the magnificent 2,000 Black Card holders and the movers and shakers, the individuals who are making things happen. Come out, shake hands with people like Dr. Bruford, the Coach, also individuals who have the Black Card. We are the Black Card. We're making a difference every single day on how to make D.C., Maryland, and Virginia better life, better world. We are the Black Card. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. And also, do not miss Cat Williams at Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club, May 13th and 14th. Both shows are going to be a sellout. Get your tickets early. Cat Williams is an innovator of funny. He is funny beyond funny. He's been funny before other people came funny, and he's still funny today. don't miss that opportunity to see him live up close and personal at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club in Bethesda, Maryland. Give us your closing statements. Coach, I want you to go first, and then I'm going to have Dr. Bruford give his closing
statements. My quick closing statements, again, publicly, and I said this privately, but I'm going to say it again publicly, how much I respect, admire, and love Dr. Edward T. Bruford. I have not met many guys or many human beings that truly care about mankind, people. And, you know, I just want to let everybody know how much I appreciate this guy and how much I will support him in any endeavor.
Thank you, Coach. Close up on this issue, man. You were hitting some good points. Go ahead. Give me a minute.
Well, I think the bottom line here is that we as the citizens, we have to take the power that if you want someone to represent you well, vote them in. If they do it, vote them back in. If they don't, vote them out. They are civil servants. They aren't celebrities or rock stars. They work for us.
Right, right.
Okay, Russell, me?
Yes, what's your closing statement, Doc?
Okay, in closing, I'm going to touch back on what I opened with, and that was that, okay, let me give you the example. If we're living in a giant American village, then everybody has to pull their weight and be effective and not disingenuous. Not take the money and spend it on something else. Not do something and do it half-heartedly. The people who are in charge of these things must be more purposeful and focus on what they're supposed to do and do it with their heart and soul to help to heal us, the church leaders, the community leaders, the Democrats, the Republicans. All of these people have to perform up to a certain level if we're going to be truly effective in living and making this American dream experiment work, Russell and Butch.
My closing statement is this, and I want to also, before I even say my closing statement, give you all the props that you deserve, Dr. Bruford. You are what they call an exceptional human being.
Thank you.
Being with you and being involved with you and you supporting the radio and supporting so many others, I had to make sure the world knew that you was the philanthropist of the year. And what is a philanthropist? A philanthropist is a person who makes an active effort to promote human welfare. A person who seeks to promote the welfare of others, especially by generously donating of money to good causes. If that definition is not you, it's your picture should be right in the dictionary next to the word philanthropy. And what's so unique about it, how many black men or black women know a philanthropist? If you are a black man who I touch personally, I can see and walk to your dentistry or you come to an event, I know a philanthropist. People will go through their life and maybe not ever meet one. To know one is a privilege and an honor. As far as Baltimore, they need more people like you. People like you, the citizens of Baltimore, need to come together and realize that they have to now stand up and have the people who are in office hold them accountable.
Right
like
on.
The coach says, vote them in or vote them out. But don't just vote.
Right.
Vote them in or vote them out. This is the Russell Price Show. It's all about you. Networking on the radio. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
And make it a day that you get your way.
I know we got a long way to go.